So we have our pork shop food stand, which is your place to go for some of the best pork products available. We have a menu that, of course, is all about pork, and we've got our original butterfly pork chop sandwich. That's a popular one with fairgoers, and, of course, you've got foods on a stick as well, so we offer a pork chop on a stick, too.
I know the butterfly pork sandwich, that's always my favorite to get at the stand at Wisconsin State Fair, but where does the money go for the pork shop?
Yeah, so the pork shop supports some of our association activities. A lot of it goes towards our legislative and advocacy efforts, so representing, you know, our state's farmers and making sure that their voice is heard both here, you know, at our state capitol and at the national level as well.
Who's going to be working at the pork shop at this year's Wisconsin State Fair?
Well, we rely a lot on volunteer help to run the pork shop, so we're very fortunate to have some great groups, everything ranging from our county pork producers to 4-H and FFA clubs and even some other college and high school groups, too. They all come and have a good time with us working at the pork shop.
Now, along with the great things that you can get at the pork shop that you see year after year, like you said, the pork chop on a stick or your butterfly pork sandwich, but what are something new that our fairgoers can see at the pork shop this year?
Yeah, so we're really excited to add a new item to our menu this year. It's going to be a bacon-wrapped pork on a stick. So everybody loves bacon, and when you go to the fair, you think of foods on a stick. So this really combines those two things, and it just becomes a really great and tasty food to eat.
What cut of pork is going to be on the stick that's wrapped in bacon?
Yeah, so it's a pork loin, so it's going to be a really tender piece of meat. And that's skewered onto the stick, and then it's going to be wrapped in that hardwood smoked bacon. We've got a great seasoning, so we'll put a little bit of that on it, toss it on our grill, and, you know, again, served in true State Fair fashion right on the stick there, too.
Do you suggest dipping it in any barbecue sauce or anything like that, or just eating it right off the stick?
I think either option would work. It's if you like barbecue, we've got a really great sweet barbecue that we have available. Otherwise, you know, I think that when you cook pork the right way to 145 degrees, it comes out tender and juicy and just flavorful all on its own.
Well, that sounds delicious. I'm sure so many people are going to want to eat that pork wrapped in bacon on a stick at your pork shop coming up at the Wisconsin State Fair. But along with the pork shop, you also have a induction at the Wisconsin State Fair. Can you explain a little bit about that?
That's right. So also happening at State Fair, every year we induct an individual into the State Fair Swine Barn Hall of Fame. So that just recognizes an individual who's really demonstrated a long-time commitment to the Wisconsin State Fair, either open or junior shows, and also has a really strong quality breeding program as well. So we like to recognize an individual every year who possesses those qualities.
Who's going to be inducted for this 2018 Wisconsin State Fair?
Yep. So this year's inductee will be Tom Knauer from Avalon, Wisconsin. He's got some land race hogs is what he's very well known for, and has been a long-time exhibitor at the State Fair and has really been involved here with our association and a beneficial person to have in the pork industry in general.
Great. Now, did they have to be nominated to be inducted, or was it sort of just an industry kind of well-known thing?
We always take nominations each spring for that award, and then we send out and have ballots and have those returned to determine who our inductee is each year.
Great. And what does the inductee get by being inducted?
Well, they get the recognition. So they will have a ceremony. This one's going to be taking place on Sunday, August 5th, is when that award ceremony will take place this year. That'll be in the Swine Barn at the State Fair in the afternoon, about 1 o'clock. We think that'll take place, and anybody is welcome to come and help congratulate Tom on that award. award.
And will Tom's name be anywhere in the barn for people to see?
It does get listed in the swine barn as well, yes.
Great. Great to hear. Well, besides the Wisconsin State Fair, you have other events coming up as well. You have a golf outing. Now, what is that all about?
That's right. So once we get through State Fair here, beginning of September, we have our annual Port Classic golf outing. So that's scheduled for Wednesday, September 5th. And just like the pork shop, that's also a fundraiser for us. So again, it's supporting some of those legislative advocacy efforts on behalf of our state's farmers. So we have the golf outing and try to have a fun time out on the golf course.
And who can all attend this golf outing?
Yeah, it's open to any of our members, industry friends, anyone like that is welcome to attend. We have registration info available on our website right now, and those are due back middle of August, so you've got some time still to sign up.
Now, talking about these great events in the Wisconsin pork industry, we are seeing some hard times when it comes to the trade wars we've seen. How has Wisconsin pork farmers been doing during this time? What have you been hearing?
You know, it is a bit of a challenge right now, but we continue to try and move forward and look for whatever trade opportunities we can find and be able to continue to have a market for our product.
Great. Are you doing anything specific at the Wisconsin Pork Producers to help farmers during this time?
So we work pretty closely with our national organization, so the National Pork Producers Council. So we've teamed up with them just on efforts for awareness and continuing to communicate with our representatives on the need and the importance of trade and having those open markets.
And if people wanted more information on what you're doing for Wisconsin pork producers and even some of these great events, where could they go to get that information?
Yeah, well, our website is a great place to start. So our website is WPPA.org, and they're always welcome to give us a call here in the office, too.
That's Mandy Masters, the program director for the Wisconsin Pork Producers Association. You can expect to see the Wisconsin Pork Producers Association booth at the Wisconsin State Fair this year, and you can even enjoy their new product, the pork wrapped in bacon on a stick. That's destined to satisfy anyone who tries it at this year's Wisconsin State Fair. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Assistant Jenna Lee.